discussing the 20 Sumer Bali Rabbi Matze. One triggers the other, but they have in their own right slightly different scopes. Once again, you violate one, you violate the other. We talked about it from a number of perspectives. One of those perspectives of the Gzera Daraisa, Shivasim Yisrael Yimatzi Ba'atechem, Ki Kol Ochal Mach Matzes. And then the other is the intrinsic violation of owning Chametz on Pesach. That's the Pasuk of Bal Yirah, which establishes the Yisr Ba'ilis, L'cha, L'yir L'cha, Chametz, L'yir L'cha, S'or, B'chol Gulecha. The Rambam says, as far as the Isser Bailus is concerned, Isser Chametz, Isser Sora Echadu, the Ravid, as we said, had a reaction to that, but we thought the Rambam was pretty clear, because it's within the context of broader discussion of Bali Ra, Bali Matze. We went forward with these two perspectives, and yesterday we went through some of the issues in terms of Chametz versus, or the Davar HaMis Chametz versus the Davar HaMechametz Acherim, in a Roy L'Achilas Kelev, again, you know, establishing, you know, further patterns of Chomer. And I think we, you know, developed five so far, just to review. The Isser Achila Bekaris, the Isser Hanoa Prati, Lo Yeachel Chametz, or the Isser Bailus, but an Isser Bailus which is twofold, Bali Ra and Bali Matze, 3a and 3b. Then we talked about, you know, the Shear being, as opposed to regular Machalos Asuros, La Gera, Sherbi Sherecha, Tinana Vachala, Kol Shen Aroi L'Achilas Ger, meaning L'Achilas Adam, Eino Kare Nevela. Now this is Eino Roi L'Achilas Kelev, and caring about the presence not only of the, you know, offending agent, but the Davar HaMechametz itself is, again, you know, that fifth level. Now the sixth level is a remarkable thing, and we're going to come to this later because, you know, the Ravid and others jump on the Rambam for seeming to want to have his cake, or Chametz, Kasher LePesach cake, and eat it too. For paskening like Rabbi Shimon La'achar Zman and Rabbi Huda Kodim Zman. Rabbi Huda held the three different formulations of the Isra Achilas Chametz, Echad Kodim Zmano, Echad Toch Zmano, Echad La'achar Zmano, that there's an Issa Daraisa of Chametz La'achar Pesach, Chametz Shavu Pesach. Here the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Shimon, that it's an Issa Darabanan, but it's a very robust knas. So we take a look here. This is Chametz Umatza Aleph Dalet, Chametz Shavu Pesach Aser Behanoya La'olam. So normally when there's a chayt involving something, you know, there's some kind of a violation, so the rabbis establish a knas, you shouldn't benefit from it. It typically only applies to the person, you know, who was involved in the chayt. Very often only for a certain amount of time. We have this in the context, let's say, of Shabbos. We have the principle of bichtei sheyasu. You can't benefit right after Shabbos, but only the amount of time that you couldn't have benefited, you know, because you would have to do it after Shabbos, so that would be on the time at which it would be permissible to benefit from, with the exception of the person himself who did it b'mezid, but even that person just did it b'shogeg, there would be differences there. But here we have like this all-expansive aser b'hanayi la'olam to anybody. That's why we have to be so careful about supermarkets after a yontif to make sure that they weren't Jewish-owned, and even if they weren't Jewish-owned, you know, were they bringing in products from Jewish-owned companies? Did those companies have a mechira? Did they not have a mechira? Is a mechira acceptable if you're acquiring chametz on Pesach? All of the issues that, you know, require us to wait a certain amount of time and put out lists, which we will do. Davar zeknasu midivrei sofrim. The Rambam uses an important expression, midivrei sofrim. It's very strong knas. It's an expansion of the Doraisa. Mibnei sha'avra al ba'yira ba'yimatzei asru, because of the violation of ba'yira ba'yimatzei. So it's a machlokas between the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, do you actually have to technically violate Bali Ra Bali Matzei, or is it Ro'oi, you know, Lavor Bali Ra Bali Matzei? Meaning, let's say if it's Chametz of a non-Jew, it wasn't even Roy for Bali Ra Bali Matzei, so there's no way that would be subject to the Knas. Well, let's say it happened to be Chametz of a Jew, but you didn't actually technically violate Bali Ra Bali Matzei, but you could have theoretically violated Bali Ra Bali Matzei. The Jew could have theoretically violated Bali Ra Bali Matzei. What's the standard there? So we'll leave that issue to the side. The Rambam's language seems pretty clear. Right, that because there's an Issa D'Oraisa, an expansion of that Issa D'Oraisa, that's what it means, midivrei sofrim, that there's a knas of chametz la'achar zmano. Afilu hinicho bishkaga o ba'an ones. And that's an amazing thing. Because once again, normally we only issue a knas when a person, you know, shelo yehei chote niskar, a person violated something. We don't want to reward people for doing the wrong thing. But if it was ba'ones, right, and that's part of this discussion, that the the Magid Mishnah was happening. If it's Ba'ones, can you really say that you violated Bali Ra Bali Matze? Ones Rachman Apatre, right? That they didn't allow you to get rid of your, chametz. Let's say the non-Jews were pressuring you, whatever it was, so they didn't allow you to get rid of your chametz. You can imagine a scenario. So that shouldn't be a technical violation of Bali Ra Bali Matze, but it was Ra'i to violate Bali Ra Bali Matze. So that chametz should never be benefited from. So this whole idea of a knas, which is Aser b'hanaya la'olam, not just for the violator, but for people who didn't violate. And again, not just if it was b'meisid, but b'ones is like this triple, expanded knas. Kadesh li'aniach adam chametz b'reshusa b'pesach, kadesh yehena bo achar pesach. And it's all designed that a person shouldn't cynically say, okay, I don't want to violate kares, so I'm not going to be over the Yisra Achila. I don't even want to benefit from the chametz and pesach. But the Yisra Shehiya, so I'll put it in the cabinet, and then I'll come back to it after Pesach. The rabbis were very concerned about that. So what does that suggest? So if you go back to our Chakira, and how much is the Isser Bailos about the Gzera Darais of coming to eat the Chametz, and how much is about the Isser Bailos per se? So I would suggest that, if you had to choose between the two, so the very expansive nature of this Knas points in that second direction, right? It's no longer possible to violate Chametz on Pesach, right? It's Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, and yet we're reacting so strongly to the fact that the person was dismissive of Bali Ra Bali Matzeh. And you could still make the argument, the reason that we're so concerned about people being dismissive of Bali Ra Bali Matzeh is that they might come to eat it on Pesach. But it doesn't sound that way to me. It sounds like the Rambam said, we're very, very upset for people to cynically maneuver around, Bali Ra Bali Matzeh, and we want nobody to be able to benefit from it, not the person who violated, and not the person, who knows the person who violated, which creates, again, a tircha on the community. Certain communities had a minhag of waiting to Lag BaOmer to make sure there was nothing in the stores or whatever it was. That was a minhag of the Broyers community. So again, it sounds like, Bali Ra Bali Matzeh is really an offense in its own right in terms of explaining the very expansive nature, of this knas, and that, there is, as we like to say, like this war on chametz, and, a person who doesn't participate in that war, I'm just going to suggest and conclude now with this idea that it's a Rambam l'shitas. Remember, the Rambam conceptualized it as a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. I mean, technically speaking, you need to either produce it or to purchase it on Pesach to get Malkos, but remember, we compared it to losachmod, right? Losachmod is fundamentally defined as a lav she'en bo ma'isa because it's an emotional obsession that you develop. But it's developed as, it's conceptualized as lav sheyesh bo ma'isa because it's considered b'kayim chametz and Pesach, because you've opted out of the war on chametz. And so just like there, you should be theoretically subject to Malkos, that having a technical ma'isa brings it, within the gather of Malkos. You have the same phenomenon here. If a person is, a conscientious objector, perhaps more precisely formulated, an unconscientious objector to the war on chametz, that person, not only is penalized very severely, Aser b'hanaya la'olam, he should never benefit from that activity. But we expanded so far beyond that, to even people who weren't involved, afilu ba'ones, afilu b'shogeg, which this really points in the direction of a communal expungement of chametz, and any chametz that somehow, escaped that expungement, kimachol, emchaz zecher chametz, mitachas hashamayim. So really, if the Isser Hanoah was an Isser Prati of Lo Yachal Chametz, this Kenas is sui generis in its own right.